Joining us from Cure Day Hospital today on The Sound of Your Life, it's always lovely to have the team from Cure Day Hospital in Bloemfontein, Prof. Wayne Marie, joining us this morning. Prof, what are my treatment options when it comes to glaucoma?
Good morning, Yolanda, and good morning to your audience. Glaucoma treatment options, there's a wide variety. So we normally put them in under surgical, non-surgical, or medical or non-medical. So our mainstay, that means the first line of treatment is medical, which is eye drops. And these eye drops are different categories. And it's also important that we know that not anybody should just prescribe eye drops, because they don't just have effect on the eyes. It's also got systemic effects. So it can affect patients with asthma or cardiac problems. But our mainstay is then eye drops that we prescribe to the patients. And on the drops, patients do exceptionally well. If the patients don't respond to the drops, then we go over to surgical, which then is divided into either laser or surgical, which you do then either valve or drainage procedures. There's also the new devices, what we call minimum invasive glaucoma surgery, which is tiny minute stents that we put in during cataract surgery or standalone procedure.
This morning, I'm also joined by Dr. Shelly-Ann Barrett. Welcome to IFM. Who's at risk of glaucoma? Well, let's look at those risks for glaucoma.
Glaucoma is caused by damage to the optic nerve. It can occur without any cause, but many factors can affect the condition. The most important of these risk factors is intraocular eye pressure. And then other risk factors include adults over the age of 55, people of African descent, people with a family history of glaucoma, individuals with a thin cornea or with chronic inflammation of the eye, people with extreme nearsightedness or farsightedness, previous injuries to the eye, certain medical conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, migraine, and heart disease, among others, and the use of certain medications such as corticosteroids. People with these risk factors should be tested annually for glaucoma by an eye specialist. Early detection of glaucoma is vital for preventing vision loss.
It's a pleasure to welcome back Dr. Neil van Wyk. Welcome to IFM. We're talking about glaucoma. What is glaucoma?
Glaucoma is an eye disease that damages the optic nerve of your eye due to high pressure in the eye. The optic nerve is the nerve that takes visual signals or stimuli from the retina to the brain. So if the optic nerve is damaged, it could lead to visual loss, even blindness. So glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness in the world. It is a progressive disease that often start with no symptoms and signs. So there could be a lot of people out there walking around with high pressures in their eyes without even knowing it. And that is why it's so important to go for regular eye exams and screening so that the condition can be picked up early. If treatment is started early, a lot of the complications and damages can be prevented.
Prof, why should someone choose Cure Day Hospital as their option?
First of all, Cure Day, you know, specialize in the same day surgeries, which means patients can be admitted and operated on the same day and discharged. So this can lead to a faster recovery, less, you know, time down for the patients. Secondly, what's nice is the admissions can be planned beforehand and discharged. So that takes away that stressful element for the patient when they come the morning for admission. And then holistically, Cure, you've got ophthalmologists who specialize in eye care. And we've got the latest technology which compare internationally and worldwide to pick up glaucoma easily and to be treated efficiently.
This week, we had the privilege to have the experts from Cure Day Hospital join us as we speak about glaucoma. In studio was Prof. Wayne Marie, Dr. Shelly-Ann Barrett, and Dr. Neil van Wyk. Thank you so much for your time today.